Well, there's a lot going on. We're going to learn a lot about this M Training Center, preparing you for a career as a maintenance technician. If you own a business or businesses, and it's been hard for you to find qualified employees to do some maintenance work for you, be your maintenance supervisor, whatever, this is a place set up specifically to train people for those positions. It's really something, and we're excited about being here and learning all about it. But as I mentioned, there's a lot going on, including, of course, the Rocket Mortgage Classic. And we're going to get an update right now with Sean Bilegian and BC, you know, from Spin on Golf with Sean and his guys. BC is Brian Carnes, and he's a Michigan Golf Hall of Famer. He played in the majors and on the Senior Open. He also, as I mentioned, co-hosts the Spin on Golf with Sean Bilegian and the team. And he's on the line with us right now. BC, good morning. Well, we were told he was on the line with us right now. And such a lovely introduction I gave him. Are you there, BC?
Yes, I am.
Okay, good. Excellent. We got all the strings connected, the Dixie Cups and everything's working.
Yeah.
Could you hear me at all in my introduction? Don't make me redo it, because I think I did it very nicely.
No, don't redo it. You did a great job. And I don't know. Don't remember all those things, but thank you.
Well, it's nice to have you on the program, and Sean is here. He likes you a lot, and that means that I like you a lot, because he likes good people. And frankly, Jeff Marcereau on the phone for about 40 minutes last night was talking about you as well. And the only thing that we have in common, and it's really not in common, but I did meet James Piatt a long while ago at a couple of functions. Someone was basically parading this fine MSU athlete around and saying, you're going to hear a lot about this guy. This guy's really a good golfer. It turns out he's really a great golfer. 2021 U.S. Amateur Champion. He played in the Masters. He got into the U.S. Open and all of that. So you're coaching him, right?
I've been working with James since he was 9 years old.
So
14 years. So
wow.
It's been pretty easy. Everyone says it was hard work, but you know, early on at Fox Hills, I basically one of my first students at Fox Hills 14 years ago, and all he was doing is snooping around looking to play golf every day, and I had time, so that's what we did. I mean, if I gave him anything, I gave him the heart and will to try hard, and try hard in any endeavor that he does. That's what I did for that young man, and he's taken it on very well.
Let me tell you, my friend, that's a lot to give to any young man or young woman who is trying to chase a dream, and you helped him. You helped him in a very big way since he was nine. I didn't know that, BC. That's amazing.
It's been fun. Yeah, it's just flying by. It just won't slow down.
Yeah. So how's the golf going out there?
The golf at Fox, we were recently sold. But at Detroit Golf Club, it's, scorching. I mean, the guys are good. The guys are hitting some wedges. And I saw the hole locations today, and I look for lower scores today.
Wow. I'm watching Tony Finau in the news last night. Even he doesn't understand why he's doing so well. It's kind of funny.
What? It's a feel-good golf course. That's why the guys love coming here. I mean, obviously from day one, the first tournament we had here, Danny Gilbert and the guys rolled out an absolute unbelievable red carpet. And this is what Detroit is. This is exactly what Detroit is being shown vis-a-vis the golf. So thank you, Danny Gilbert and Rocket Mortgage.
Well, is he the only guy that calls him Danny Gilbert? I have a feeling you add a Y to everybody's name. Hey, Pauly, how are you? But Danny Gilbert, that's the first for me. That's a good one. Right, Sean, what were you saying?
Paul, we have a two-hour show, of course, to wrap things up. Spin on Golf, special two-hour edition, 6 to 8. BC, we talk about it on the show all the time. You want to see these guys go do things that the average guys can't do. There are 19 guys that are within three strokes of the lead. I mean, that's what
wow.
more could you ask for?
Well, it's not just 19 guys. You're looking at really high quality guys on that leaderboard, you know.
Yeah.
And you know, this Pendrith guy, you know, they had a nice little talk about him on the Golf Channel this morning, and since I've been up since one and just kind of hanging out, looking at everything.
You what?
Well, there's not much going on at 1 o'clock in the morning.
No, there isn't. So I'm asking, why the heck are you up at one to watch what's going on?
There's no birds. I can concentrate.
Okay. Really, all right. Okay.
Nice out. So anyway, so I've been up watching this. And this Penrith guy, you know, he's been through a lot. And, you know, he almost won in Bermuda in the fall, but he's had a good run. And he's long. And I look for this guy to sneak up higher today. Mm. Like 17, maybe 18 under.
Wow. Oh, these
yeah,
numbers.
That's the score.
These numbers.
It's great.
Yeah,
it's great. Let him go.
Yeah, that's. I mean, guys were calling it a birdie fest. I mean, that's what you want. You want to see the best
well,
dominate.
It's obviously it's a lot of fun for the golfers. It's more fun for the spectators.
Absolutely.
Yeah, yeah. The 15th hole, the flag is back right today. I'm calling an ace today. There's going to be one.
Wow.
There's going